From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has asked to immediately open the South Kalimantan Sei Alalak Bridge that connects Banjarmasin Siri and Barito Kuala District heading to the Central Kalimantan. Head of the Presidential Secretariat Heri Budi Hartono justified the statement as quoted by Antara News Agency on Sunday. The South Kalimantan residents had earlier appealed to the government to open the bridge to help solve congestions that has frequently occurred on the area connected by the bridge as the North Ring Road was badly damaged by flood. Deputy Governor of Bali, Cokorda Oka Arta Ardana Sukawati, emphasized that the local area is ready to welcome foreign tourists if tourism will be open in the near future. This was stated by Deputy Governor Cokorda Oka in a TV dialogue entitled Bali Tourism Prepared to Open for Foreign Tourists from Denpasar on Sunday. In terms of health, Bali has become one of the provinces with the highest vaccination achievement in Indonesia, which is almost 97% for the first vaccination and more than 73% for the second one. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stressed the government's commitment to carrying out an economic transformation towards a circular economy. The concept is not only about waste management, but it's also about the production process with reusable raw materials. Minister Hartarto also stated that the transformation towards a circular economy is important for Indonesia, as it will bring positive impacts to the environment as well as growth in many other sectors in the future. Let's move on to the international news. Singapore's health ministry reported 1,939 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, the highest since the beginning of the pandemic. A recent rise in cases after the relaxation of some COVID-19 measures has prompted Singapore to pause further reopening. More than 80% of its population has been vaccinated against COVID-19. Oil prices rose for a fifth straight day on Monday, with Brent heading for $80 amid supply concerns as parts of the world sees demand picked up with the easing of pandemic condition. Rising gas prices also helping drive oil higher as the liquid becomes relatively cheaper for power generation. Australia's New South Wales government plans to unveil its roadmap on Monday for reopening the state from COVID-19 shutdowns, detailing the differing levels of freedoms to be afforded to citizens based on their vaccination status. The state began easing some restrictions on Monday, including in the capital Sydney, allowing construction sites to return to full capacity and outdoor swimming pools to reopen with social distancing measures in place. A strong earthquake hit off the Philippines' main island on Monday, but there were no immediate reports of damage, the U.S. Geological Survey and local officials said. The deep 5.7 magnitude quake struck off Batangas province on Luzon Island at 1 a.m. local time, with residents in the nearby capital of Manila woken by their buildings shaking. The quake was recorded at the depth of 98 kilometers. Listener, that was the news.
Semboyan kami
prevent the spread of COVID-19 virus and track people's mobility during the pandemic, the Indonesian government requires vaccination for the majority of citizens. Therefore, during the implementation of community activities restrictions, the government has implemented the use of the Peduli Lindungi application on mobile phones. In today's digital era, this method is considered practical as it proves that a person has been vaccinated against COVID-19. Peduli Lindungi is an application developed to assist relevant government agencies in tracking to stop the spread of coronavirus disease or COVID-19. Unfortunately, not a few citizens have difficulty downloading the Peduli Lindungi application for various reasons. For example, the memory on one's device is already full, or he or she does not have a smartphone. Some even admit that they have difficulty downloading the Peduli Lindungi application because they don't know how to do it. To solve problems in the community, the government, in this case the Ministry of Health, then improved the mechanism related to the regulation regarding the use of the Peduli Lindungi application, especially when traveling by public transportation. A press release from the Ministry of Health stated that starting on October 2021, a number of options were given to indicate a person's vaccination status. A person who does not have a smartphone and will travel by air or by train does not need to download the Peduli Lindungi application. It's enough with the vaccine certificate and the result of the PCR and antigen swab test. His or her presence related to the spread of COVID-19 can still be identified through the population identification number when buying tickets. The Ministry of Health promised the readiness to apply the regulation at airports through data integration with airline tickets. It's likewise with the validation of test results and vaccine certificates on train tickets. This effort should be appreciated because it is known that many citizens have complained about the use of the application. Not all Indonesians have smartphones and understand how to use this application. Moreover, it is common for this application to have problems when accessed by thousands, even millions of citizens at the same time. Based on data from the Ministry of Health in early July 2021, the number of Peduli Lindungi application users was still below 1 million people. Now, this application has been accessed by approximately 9 million people with 48 million downloads and about 55 million monthly users. The Ministry of Health will also make the Peduli Lindungi features accessible on other applications by coordinating with various digital platforms. Through that way, people don't have to use Peduli Lindungi exclusively, but they can take an advantage of its features through application on other digital platforms. Hopefully, the integration of the Peduli Lindungi application that is connected to test results, close contact tracing results, telemedicine access for free drug services, as well as being integrated with the quarantine system, can run smoothly.
Today in History starts with the event on September 27, 1940, when Tripartite Pact was signed. The Tripartite Pact was signed by Saburo Kurusu of Imperial Japan, Adolf Hitler of Nazi Germany, and Minister of Foreign Affairs Galeazzo Chiano of Italy in Berlin on September 27, 1940. Under this pact, the three countries formed a military alliance and formally formed the Axis powers in World War II against the Allies. This pact contained mutual recognition of the leadership of the three countries in each region, Asia led by Japan, while Europe led by Nazi Germany and Italy. If one of the signatories of this pact is attacked by the United States, they will help each other. In practice, this pact was an anti-US alliance and made Japan's relations with Britain and the United States even worse. Next event was in 1980 about World Tourism Day. Since 1980, the World Tourism Organization has commemorated the World Tourism Day every September 27th. The date was chosen because on September 27, 1970, the Articles of Association of the United Nations World Tourism Organization, or UNWTO, were drafted. The word tourism is also based on a unique fact. September 27th is the end of vacation time in the Northern Hemisphere, preparing to enter winter. But in the Southern Hemisphere, September 27th is the beginning of the holiday season because it welcomes summer. This is the date when travelers all over the world are guaranteed a vacation together. The purpose of commemorating the World Tourism Day is to raise awareness of the role of tourism in the international community and to demonstrate the impact of tourism on the social, cultural, political, and economic values of the world. We end today in the story of September 27th with the event in 1998 when Google was established. Google LLC is an American multinational corporation specializing in internet services and products. These products include search technology, web computing, software, and online advertising. Since its founding, the company's rapid growth has resulted in numerous products, acquisitions, and collaborations in Google's core search engine area. The company is estimated to operate more than 1 million servers in multiple data centers around the world. And listener, that's today in history.
Kapan terakhir kali kamu dapat tertidur tenang? Enggak. Tak perlu memikirkan tentang apa yang akan datang di esok hari. Tubuh yang berpatah hati bergantung pada gaji, berlomba jadi asri mengais validasi. Dan aku pun tak hadir, seakan paling mahir menenangkan dirimu yang merasa terpinggirkan. Dunia tak pernah adil, kita semua gagal. Angkat minumanmu, bersedih bersama-sama. Sia-sia pada dirimu yang terabadikan bertahun silam. Putra-putri sakit hati, ayah ibu sendiri, komitmen lama mati, hubungan yang menyepi. Wisata masa lalu, kau hanya merindu mencari pelarian dari pengabdian yang terbakar sirna, mengapur berbu. Kita semua gagal, ambil sedikit tisu, bersedihlah secukupnya. Secukupnya, kan masih ada penggantinya. Belum waktunya kau bisa menjawabnya. Secukupnya, oh ya, sirna. Thank you.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government continues to accelerate the recovery of micro, small, medium enterprises from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. This was stated by Minister of Cooperative and Small Medium Enterprises Teten Mas Duki in a webinar last Thursday. He said that the recovery was through financing policies, assistance, institutional strengthening through cooperatives, access to marketing and digitalization technology, as well as multi-stakeholders cooperation with various institutions. According to Minister Teten Mas Duki, a financing stimulus has been provided for micro, small, medium enterprises. This includes those that are not yet bankable, meaning that they have not met the bank's requirements to obtain business loans, or those that are already bankable. Minister Teten Mas Duki further explained that the stimulus included presidential assistance for productive micro-businesses, interest subsidies for people's business loans, and cooperative financing through the Revolving Fund Management Agency. The Ministry of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises also encourages the enterprise to transform digital platforms. According to Minister Teten Mas Duki, the digital transformation is key to the recovery and economy of the micro, small and medium enterprises sector during the pandemic and post-pandemic. He also explained that so far, the onboarding to the digital ecosystem has reached 15.9 million, an increase of 7.9 million during the pandemic. Minister Teten Mas Duki added that the government also continues to encourage banks to increase their involvement in efforts to help the micro, small, medium enterprises sector continue to grow and develop. He admitted that financing from banks is only 20% of the total bank credits. This figure is much lower compared to the neighboring countries. The government targets by 2024 banking credits to micro, small, and medium enterprises sector can reach 30%. Banks need to continue to encourage lending for investment in the productive sector, which have the potential to further encourage economic movement. The webinar was also attended by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto. He said that the fiscal assistance that was rolled out for the sector through the National Economic Recovery Fund until September 23, 2021, has been enjoyed by 27.39 million micro, small and medium enterprises. The funds are channeled through several programs such as interest subsidies, placement of government funds to banks and partners to support the restructuring program and increase their working capital. In addition, it is also rolled out in the form of productive assistance for micro businesses, cash assistance, and final income tax incentive.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni. 你的口罩 保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente Mi máscara te protege tu máscara me protege
Forcom de getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen Mijn masker beschermt u uw masker beschermt mij
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Dari mimpi burukku kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah untukku, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasa padaku hanya aku di hatimu, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasa dikhianati, tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, 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 oh.
Dari Wasafis, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Batu Cermin Cave is located in Waisambi Village, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara, and only 4 kilometers from Labuan Bajo, the capital of West Manggarai. The discoverer of this cave was Theodor Verhoeven, a Dutch priest who was also an archaeologist in 1951. According to Theodor Verhoeven, this cave was under the sea, which after millions of years, it was lifted to the surface of the land. Because the Mirror Stone Cave is a place that was once under the sea, on the walls you can see some fossils of corals and turtles. This 19-hectare tourism attraction with a cave height of about 75 meters is usually crowded during the day. When you enter the cave, you will feel your body is flanked by towering cliffs. The deeper you enter the cave, the cooler you feel and less light you will get. Before entering the cave, you will usually be provided with a flashlight by a tour guide. This is because Batu Cermin Cave is very dark and narrow inside. able to see the turtle fossils on the walls of this cave, you have to walk in about 20 meters, and because it is narrow and the air is limited, the number of tourists who enter the cave is also limited. Only 10 people may enter once for 30 minutes only. This cave is named Goa Batu Cermin because inside the cave there is a hole at the top so that during the day, sunlight can enter the cave through the narrow gap. When it rains, rainwater will enter the cave and cause puddles. The puddle water, which exposes to sunlight, will allow you to see your own face in the puddles that inundate the cave. That is why this cave is called Batu Cermin Cave. Getting to the Batu Cermin Cave is not difficult, and it only takes about 30 minutes from Labuan Bajo Port by public transportation or motorbikes. This transportation can only take you to the front entrance of this area. Afterwards, you have to walk for approximately 10 to 15 minutes to the Batu Cermin Information Post. To enter this cave, you have to pay a ticket worth 10,000 rupiahs plus fee for a guide while in the cave of around 20,000 rupiahs. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kita berdua kan sana.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about layanan pesan antar, which means delivery service. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Bayar di Tempat, which means pay cash on delivery. This dialogue happens when Kevin is calling a restaurant. He orders fried chicken. He asks about the paying method. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apakah bisa bayar di tempat?
Bisa, Pak. Mohon siapkan uang pas.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Apakah, apakah, which means is. Bisa, bisa, which means can. Bayar, bayar, which means pay. Di tempat, which means on the spot. Mohon, mohon, which means please. Siapkan, siapkan, which means prepare. Uang pas, which means right money. Apakah bisa bayar di tempat? Apakah bisa bayar di tempat? Which means, can I pay cash on delivery? Bisa pak, which means, yes sir. Mohon siapkan uang pas, which means, please prepare the right money. In the dialogue, you hear a question, apakah bisa bayar di tempat? Apakah bisa bayar di tempat? Which means, can I pay cash on delivery? Or, can I pay on the spot? In the question, you hear a phrase, bayar di tempat, which means pay on the spot or pay cash on delivery. You may hear the phrase in a transaction of purchase and sale goods delivered to customers. It means that you pay cash when your ordered items are delivered to your place. So, if you want to know if the payment can be done cash on arrival, you can ask, apakah bisa bayar di tempat, which means, can I pay on the spot? Let's listen to the other examples of expressions to ask payment method. Apakah bisa bayar di tempat, which means, can I pay on the spot? Tidak bisa, Pak, which means, no, you can't, sir. Boleh bayar di tempat, which means, can I pay on the spot? Boleh, Pak. Which means, yes, you can, sir. In the dialogue, you also hear a phrase, mohon siapkan uang pas, which means, please prepare the right money. It means that Kevin has to prepare the exact amount of money, neither more nor less than the purchasing amount. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apakah bisa bayar di tempat?
Bisa, Pak. Mohon siapkan uang pas.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sana membuat diriku tergoda, wajahmu, senyummu, indahmu membekas di sudut jiwa ini. Beradu tatap bola mata kita, seakan kau tahu satu anganku, dan ternyata kini ku sadari diriku
are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Kerinduan by Mami Marsudi. This keroncong song was composed by Heru Bondan and Acep Jamaluddin. It tells the story of a woman who longs for her lover. When the bamboo flute plays at full moon, she remembers the memories with the man whom she cares for. It's been a year since the lover has left, but there's no information about him. Well, listener, here is Mami Marsudi with the keroncong song Kerinduan. Happy listening!
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
casa orang jalan, orang jalan, orang jalan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.